and they sold their possessions and goods and distributed them to all, as any had need. Acts 2:45. Let's pray. Dear God, help us to read and hear the scriptures with understanding and insight. Help us to perceive the good news and how we might live for you day by day. I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Today is commonly called Good Shepherd Sunday because two of the readings, Psalm 23 and John 10, focus on what it means to say that we are the sheep and that the Lord is our Good Shepherd. This is also the Sunday when many Anglican provinces pray for vocations to ordination, deacons, priests, and bishops, or to the religious life, monks and nuns. So there will be a lot of sermons this Sunday about sheep and about places of ministry in the church. But not this sermon. Last week, we began thinking about the church in the early days, just after the Holy Spirit had descended upon the followers of the Lord Jesus. Last week, we saw that after repenting and being baptized, there were four marks of the early Christian community. The early believers committed themselves to, 1, the apostles' teaching, 2, their fellowship, 3, the breaking of bread, which led to Holy Communion as we celebrate it today, and 4, prayers. Teaching, fellowship, breaking bread, prayers. We can read about it in Acts 2:42. Today, we're going to continue to look at what the early group of Christians looked like. We learned that the apostles undertook some miraculous miracles. We further learn there was a remarkable degree of sharing and cooperation in the apostolic church. Luke, the human author of the book of Acts, records it this way. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would share their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Acts 2:44-47. We learned last week there were a lot of Jewish pilgrims in Jerusalem at that time, gathered for the festival of Shavuot, giving thanks for the wheat harvest and for the law. We know that if you have a big group of people gathered together, sooner or later, they're going to start getting hungry. They're going to need food and resources. And some people have more money, others less. So it was appropriate that there was this generous sharing of resources. Some Bible teachers think, well, that was a one-time event. And it's true that most Christians didn't continue to live communally. Most of us have our own homes, our own kitchen utensils, our own food, and so on. But it's an important part of being a follower of Jesus Christ that we be generous in sharing what we have. For example, Jesus said, sell your possessions and give alms. Luke 12:33. Hebrews 13:16 reads, do not neglect to do good and share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. The prophet Isaiah proclaims, is not this the fast I choose? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? 58:6-7a. Deuteronomy 15:11 records these words of Moses. You shall open wide your hand to your brother or sister, to the needy and the poor in the land. There are many other examples we could look at. It's evident throughout the scriptures that we are called to be generous and to share. And this has been lived out in Christian charities and households over the past 2,000 years or so. This sermon happens to be written and recorded during a pandemic. People won't be gathering on a Sunday morning as we usually do. But as we know, God is always using events in our lives to help us draw closer to one another and to Him. What it is about a pandemic in our world today, which can help us learn more about following Jesus Christ. First, it's appropriate that we share our material resources, and many of us are. The federal government has instituted grants or programs for people who've been laid off their jobs, for students who can't get regular work this summer, and so on. Some parishioners have been making cloth masks or contributing to relief for the homeless and others in need. This is a real, tangible way of living out our Christian faith, as illustrated in Acts 2 and elsewhere. A second example which we can see is people who are sharing themselves and their time. There are parishioners who are calling one another, calling their neighbors, offering to get groceries, gestures like these. It's wonderful. Many of us are in a position that we can share material resources to some degree, even if it's simply items from our homes. But there's another way of sharing too, sharing ourselves and our time for others. Let's keep in mind that we aren't doing good things to get on God's good side, so maybe He'll have mercy on us on the judgment day. Instead, as we commit ourselves to God in Christ, the appropriate response or outflow is our care for one another and sharing our resources generously. We are motivated not by fear, but by thanksgiving, because God has been so generous to us through Jesus Christ. Caring for the poor, giving from our material resources, is not some nutty left-wing conspiracy by communists infiltrating Canada, as is sometimes suggested by some Christian groups. It's part of living out the gospel, core to living out our faith, faithfully. May God give us generous hearts, not just during a pandemic, but every day, caring for one another, to show our care for Jesus Christ Himself. May we follow the example of those first Spirit-filled Christians in Jerusalem in how we share and care. Amen.